6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Hey, and this is really fantastic timing here, too. We'll get to it in just a moment. Joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams head coach Nico Medved. Coach, I just saw, like 4 minutes ago, first off, the audience loves you, as always. You know that. Isaiah Stevens named first team All-Mountain West. So we just saw that like 4 minutes ago. Great timing to get you on to talk about that.
Yeah, that was the biggest no-brainer. If that didn't happen, there should be a criminal investigation.
It seemed like there. I mean, again, just seeing Twitter and everything, and some of the Mountain West people I follow, they were leaving him off the mix, and I was like, "Come on, we're not realistically talking about this, are we?" It was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I get it, and the, you know, those awards can be difficult. Obviously, you know, the coaches poll, the ones that we do, you know, whether it's the most accurate or not, I think those guys have the best sense of, you know, what it's like to play against these guys every night. And he's just, you know, despite the struggles at times of this team, he has just had an unbelievable season. And he's clearly one of the best players in the Mountain West.
Well, and he's clearly wanting to put some distance between himself and any takers on that assist record, too, with 13 assists against New Mexico. I mean, what a game by him. What a win by you guys to end out the regular season.
Yeah, really, really proud of our guys. You know, it's been a really, really hard, you know, off season and season in so many ways, and just with all the injuries and the lack of continuity. And I'll tell you what, though, I've got such a great group of young men, and the way that they've stayed with it and kept battling and coming to practice every day. And I think we've definitely in the last few weeks have played as well as we've played all year. And that was kind of culminated, I thought, you know, Friday night against New Mexico. And what a great way to end the regular season, and hopefully gives us a little bit of momentum here going into Vegas.
Yeah, big one tomorrow in that first round going up against Fresno State. That one's at noon. But, yeah, getting that momentum. Coach, talk to us about that. You know, how realistic is that, or how much of a real thing is that for you guys to beat a team like New Mexico? And they've had some of their ups and downs recently, but for the most part, a pretty solid team that I could expect to do something crazy in this tournament, assuming they get in. We'll see. But how realistic is that when you get a win like that and you can carry that over? I mean, that's a real thing, right? That Uncle Mo thing we always talk about.
I think it is. I mean, you never know, right, Brady? I mean, the one thing is, you know, every one of these games stands on its own. I think that, you know, everybody's 0-0 in this particular tournament, and a lot of times the hardest one is that first game, right? It's just getting over the hump and winning that first game, and then you can really get some momentum that way. But I'll say this, having been through it as many times as I have, you definitely feel better as a coach and your team when you're coming off, you know, some momentum and playing better and playing well. And I told our guys, I have been asked, well, coach, are you guys playing the best basketball, you know, right now? You're playing your best. And I said, no, I don't think we're playing our best basketball, but I think we're playing as well as we've played all year. Now, the goal would be to play our best this week. So hopefully we've got to find another couple of gears in us here going into this week. And because if we play our best, anything can happen.
Another guy that's really coming on strong is a guy that's been a staple for you over the years, and that's John Tanjay. 24 minutes in that New Mexico game. He was just so efficient in getting to the free throw line and making his free throws, too. But that's got to be encouraging, too, as you start this tournament out, is a guy like him that we know can be a special type of player. He can be a game changer, too. Seeing him kind of come on the last few games has been a good thing for you, right?
Yeah, you know, I think really over the last several weeks, he's really started to play, you know, at the best level he's played in his career. And, you know, he's gone through a lot in his career, different roles and trying to figure that out. And he's really, really played with some consistency here as a shot maker, attacking the rim, making good decisions. And, boy, when he's playing at his best, we're a different team. And it's been fun to watch him kind of come into his own here over the last several weeks. And, boy, yeah, if he carries that into this week, it makes a big difference for our group.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved as they get set to take on Fresno State in the first round of the Mountain West Conference tournament. And you beat this team. You beat them once, 79-57. You beat them again, 60-57. We talk about it. We just saw CSU women's last night. They beat Boise State for the third time. How difficult of a task is that to beat a team three times?
It's really hard. You know, last year we had to do the same thing to Utah State, and the year before that, it was actually Fresno State that we were going to have to beat three times in a row, and it's very, very difficult. And I think the one thing you learn is every game stands on its own. You know, just because you know you might have had success in a particular game doesn't guarantee you anything the next night. And you obviously take some things from it, you know, that you learn that you had success with, things you need to do better, but. You know, the intensity level is really, really cranked up even in the conference tournament. And they're a team that's going to want to beat us in the worst way. Fresno's had their ups and downs, but they've also had some really good moments. And so, you know, we're going to have to play better, in my opinion, than we did in either of those previous two contests to come out with the win. And hopefully some of our veteran guys have been through this before will lead the charge. But I expect it to be a really, really difficult game tomorrow.
Well, we were talking to Isaiah last week on his radio program just about laying it all out there. And, I mean, he was very candid off the air, too. And he said, hey, that's all we got to do, man. We don't feel pressure necessarily because we're just going to go out there. We're going to play as hard as we've ever played. Is that kind of your sense? Is that your message to the team where it's like, hey, this is it. There's no tomorrow. We got this game. We'll talk about tomorrow the next day. But we're going to just lay it all out there and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't. The only thing that matters is the game tomorrow, you know, and you got to try to stay in the moment and be the aggressors, you know, go for it. You know, you can't play tentative or play not to lose or anything like that. You've got to go for it. And you got to do that by still being smart and doing the things that, you know, you got to have an understanding of your team. Hey, when we're at our best, what does that look like? You know, what are we doing on both ends of the floor, both individually and collectively? And we got to try to get our best out there. But I agree with Zay in the sense of, you know, we got to go out there and be the aggressors and lay it all out there tomorrow. And if we're fortunate enough to have success, the game's over, and then we'll look up and say, hey, we got to go do it again the next day. But first things first, we got to play well at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
It's such a crazy transition from what you guys do in the regular season to get into tournament mode. And again, it's got that feel, of course, of March Madness, where it is bam, 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 survive and advance. How much of a struggle is that for some of these players, Coach, to go from we're playing, you know, we'll play on a Saturday, then we'll play again maybe on a Tuesday or Thursday, and then to this structure here, where obviously you're fortunate if you can get to the point where you're playing a few games back to back to back, but it's still quite the transition from the regular season to the tournament.
It is. I mean, you know, the only thing that we do that's similar to that is when we play in these preseason events, you know, where you play three games in a row, like we did in Charleston this year, we did in the Virgin Islands the year before. So you get that feeling of playing three games in a row. The difference is this time you don't get to play the next day if you lose. So it's, you know, it is. I think sometimes for young people in particular, they don't even look at it like that. You know, they just go out there and like, boy, once it happens and it's over, the finality of it really hits them, right? It takes time. And I think even all of us who are in these seasons are just a whirlwind, and you really can't focus on what tomorrow is. You got to focus on putting everything into today, you know, because once you start living, you know, oh my gosh, what if, I don't think you have the mental capacity and emotional capacity to play your best. And so we've got to stay in the moment, but you're right. I mean, the finality of these things is really, really hard. And the older players definitely understand that more, and they understand the intensity level that's going to be out there tomorrow afternoon.
Big one coming up. We'll be on the air for that. So we're going to be watching, Coach. And I put out the request to get you on, and I didn't even look at the schedule yet. And it might be difficult to pop on for an interview at noon tomorrow. I'm just saying that could be that'd be a tough task. Could be history,
though.
Me?
They might be better off. They might be better. They don't need me at this point. Let's let Isaiah coach the team, you know?
So. Hey, I'm seeing Malone and Joker draw up plays on the sidelines. I mean, who knows, Coach? You just never know with these things.
You know what's crazy is if I told Isaiah that he had to coach and play tomorrow, he would do a magnificent job.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something, though, to have a player like that, Coach, that you really feel that way, that you honestly feel like he could be a player coach right now?
Yeah, he's just such a unique, an exceptional person, you know, that way. And I tell you what, you know, Brady, I say it all the time, you know, you really, when adversity happens is when you really get to learn about people, and that's when real character is revealed. And, you know, so through this year, you really understand, you know, who you have in that locker room. And we've got great guys, but Isaiah Stevens, the way he's handled this season and the ups and downs has just been magnificent. And his leadership qualities come out more this year than it ever has. And I'm so fortunate to have a guy like that that's been a part of our program and what he's meant to us. And he's been great every year. But this year has been the most challenging, and the way he's responded to that as a leader off the court and on the court has just been phenomenal, and I'm so thankful for him.
I absolutely love that. You're right. You can tell so much about these guys. It's all great when you're winning and everything, but if you can still be that consistent leader, that consistent guy, even when times are tough, I mean, that's how you get out of these things. Last one for you, Coach. This is that time of year. How many clips have we watched of Ali Farokhmanesh and that amazing shot? I mean, how many times has he been showing the team that?
It's funny. Like, it's always every year, right? It hits March, and he'll have his interview lineups, you know, play the shot, and people want to talk about it. And so, no, it's awesome. But, hey, like I tell you, this is when you're a player and a coach, and, you know, basketball is part of your life, whether it's high school, college, you know, whatever, this is the time of year you always remember. And so much of your life is intertwined in this time of the year. And obviously for Ali, having that moment is something that will be with him for the rest of his life, and rightfully so. But you're right, he's a March legend. And whenever this time hits, it's kind of like rinse, repeat, and they do it all over again.
I absolutely love it, man. I think it's great. But again, I think that speaks for this environment that you guys have created, you as a head coach, with this staff that you've assembled, these players. I mean, the list goes on and on of yes, solid basketball players, solid coaches, but what you guys have done as a group, I mean, you truly have created quite the environment that I think a lot of young players are looking at wanting to play for. So, man, we love this group. We're rooting for you guys tomorrow. We'll be watching on the air, so we can't wait for that opportunity. So, Coach, just best of luck to you, man, and just leave it all out there. Go score more than Fresno State tomorrow. How about that?
That is the plan, Brady. We look forward to it. We can't wait to get back out on the court. And thanks, everybody, for sticking with us and supporting us. And let's go out and have a great week, and let's go have a great day tomorrow.
Let's do it, man. All right, Coach, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right, Nico Medved. I think we put that on a shirt. And go score more than the other team. I tried it with Bruce Dick, the head basketball coach for Fort Collins. He liked it early in the season. It took him, it shocked him at first. But Angel, I mean, that's head coach of the year type quotes that I'm giving out for free. I'm not charging anybody that.
Yeah, that's not something they teach you in coaching school.
No,
I mean, it's in the back of the book where nobody looks.
These guys are drawing up plays and trying to get people open and out of bounds plays and all that stuff. And I'm just like, dude, just go score more than them. That's it. It's simple. It's math, man. It's just math. 90% of the time, that's going to get you the dub.
I mean, if a coach tells you that, what are you going to say to him?
There's no argument to it. There's zero argument to it, man.
Team, kid.
I really, really enjoy talking to Nico Medved. And again, I always have to bring up the Ali Farokhmanesh thing because it was legendary, man. And what was that 2010? When he was playing for Northern Iowa and they knocked off Kansas, and it was his three-pointer that really settled that game. And it's an amazing thing, dude. And he's a legend. He's a March Madness legend. This is how legends are born. And it starts here in your conference. I'm watching San Francisco and Gonzaga last night. And again, Gonzaga ends up winning the game. But you're seeing guys just become superstars in these conference tournaments, and then that leads into March Madness. I mean, last night, Zags are great. They have their heroes, but you're seeing a guy who's been really good all year in Cahill Shabazz. That kind of game on the national spotlight, and they were a good team. They were a 20-win team. I don't think they're going to get in, but he was sensational last night. 26 points. 6 of 15 from the three-point line. He couldn't miss. They ended up losing by 11, but you know, that's a team where you get a guy that gets on the national spotlight, you could earn some money, man. You could get people looking at you. You get your chances. Maybe you've been a good player and nobody's taken notice, but you do it in the biggest moments. That's when teams really start to take notice. So we'll see tomorrow. Colorado State going up against Fresno State. That'll be at noon tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. CSU playing tonight on the women's side at 8:30 against Wyoming. So it's here. This is the precursor for March Madness. It's Champ Week. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
trade deadline is come and gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Hey, I just realized we're 1-0 in our Champ Week picks. We picked CSU to win last night, didn't we? We both agreed on that. Fortunately for both of us, I think we all picked everybody to win. we picked CSU. So, okay, what do you got? You got CSU tonight beating Wyoming? Kind of got smoked the last time out, but they did beat them before, and CSU was kind of rolling to maybe that where they were going to be the top team till they kind of hit a speed bump. They take down Wyoming tonight?
I don't think so.
Do they? This is going to be a dumb question. Is there spreads on? Yeah, there. Okay. Well, could you? Have you ever gambled on a college women's basketball game?
No.
I didn't know if you could.
I'm sure Tanner has.
Tanner, have you ever gambled on a college women's basketball game? I know he's out there. I know he hears us.
In like 5 seconds, there's a delay.
He's like, yeah, of course I have. What are you talking about here?
That's what he's watching right now.
I went out there. I'm like, you're watching college women's basketball. You have it? Come on in.
Why did he come to my room first?
I don't know. He came into your room and shook his head, and then now he's coming in here.
You said he'd come in.
Well, no, I wanted you to come in here. But
I was confused.
You went in there to bug Angel. So
no, I have not.
Really?
I can't find the lines anywhere.
Well, apparently there is a line on ESPN.
I don't think.
But I don't think you can
FanDuel
do it like.
Doesn't offer that.
Well, so okay, that's good because I've never seen it on DraftKings either.
No, I don't believe that's a real thing that can happen.
But you can bet on women's basketball. You just can't do it on the because they have it on Caesar Sportsbook. The lines.
So the two most popular ones in the country. You can't though.
I don't
FanDuel
know.
And DraftKings?
Well, then why would they have the spread there? Why would it matter?
I don't know.
Wyoming is a 2.5-point favorite tonight.
I love CSU plus a 2.5. I have no idea.
But you can't.
Oh, hold on.
So trust
hold
him. He's
on.
Tried. Trust him. He's tried.
We can. They've got three games that you can bet on. Women's games. Women's NCAA basketball games.
They're just giving you a few games?
The Houston Cougars, Southern Methodist Mustangs, the UCF Knights against the Memphis Tigers, and Tulane against East Carolina Pirates.
So you can't bet on CSU Wyoming?
Can't. Don't see that.
Okay. Well, that's all we need to know. I'm just listen. If it's not, it was a question.
I honestly thought you were off air, and I about yelled back, and then I'm like,
well, you should have yelled back. It was part of it.
Oh,
it was part of the bit.
Oh.
It doesn't work as well now. So no for you.
I'm gonna say no.
You've got CSU winning.
Yeah, sure.
Or plus 2.5.
Yeah, McKenna-Hoff Shield.
There it is.
It changed like halfway through the season. It was like Hochschild.
Like idiots like us were just saying it wrong.
Could be. I am.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not like their games are always televised.
No, they're not.
When they're televised, you learn names. When they're not televised, it's hard to learn.
To be fair,
names.
Kevin Lytle, who's great, and he picked his bracket, his Mountain West bracket today on Good Morning NoCo. It was Hochschild for him for a while, and then it's Hochschild. So I think everybody kind of got changed.
It's college sports. We're going to mess up kids' names.
It is.
I used to call Graham EK.
They're just kids.
Graham Ike.
Yeah, me too.
And then I realized that was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that's accurate. So Lytle comes on this morning. You know, he's been saying all year, this Mountain West tournament is going to be insane.
Yeah.
He picks it chalk. He's got San Diego State going all the way through. He's got him beating Boise State all the way through. The only upset he has is
I'm looking at the women. Sorry,
San Jose.
As you're saying that, I'm like, none of this makes any sense. Okay, now it does.
San Jose State upsetting. Is it Nevada? They 5-4.
Okay, so he's got CSU beating Fresno State, and then San Diego State.
Mm-hmm. San Diego State beating them,
beating CSU.
Yep.
And then Nevada is losing to San Jose State.
That's the only upset he picked.
So Boise's beaten UNLV or whoever.
Yep. And UNLV, then, and then
Utah State would beat
Nevada. Or not Nevada.
New Mexico or Wyoming.
New Mexico.
See, New Mexico is interesting to me, Tanner. I don't know why, but I love this team.
I
love New Mexico.
I do too.
Don't know why. There's no reason for it. They're good. They just don't play it all the time.
Which is perfect. Isn't that the perfect Mountain West basketball team? They're up and down, and then all of a sudden they're going
to
catch fire, and then they're going to lose by 50 to Michigan in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Might be a 50-center bet for me. I'm a big 50 cents kind of guy.
I like that.
You know, maybe I throw a little, maybe even a dollar. I don't know. We'll see. How I'm feeling.
I
don't want to get crazy. I got food to eat. I got a mouth to feed.
I give you kudos for 50 cents making the game entertaining for you.
I'm entertained by it anyway. I mean, I watched Gonzaga and San Francisco last night, and I'm like, I was up too late again. But I'm like, it's on ESPN, too. I thought college basketball was done for the night, and I forgot that they're on at like 10:30.
Right.
And so I'm watching it, and they're 14. Gonzaga's 14.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 4-point game at one point. I'm like, well, I can't go anywhere now. So, I mean.
Didn't you just say they end up winning
by 11? They won by like 11 or 12, but it was still a close game. Basketball's like that. You can be close and still win by 11.
Hopefully nobody had the over in whatever game, the Georgia Tech and Florida State this morning, because it's not working. This is the first round of the ACC tournament. I love these tournaments. This is my favorite time of the year. Rolling into March Madness. Because there is basketball on all the time.
And a lot of opportunities for you to lose money.
Yeah. And I've been so hot, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just let's stay responsible. Nope.
Can I have money some of your
UMass.
Winnings?
UMass this morning.
I'd like some of your winnings.
No, thank you. No.
Okay.
Maybe next Friday out of McCarty's.
You don't know if you don't ask. Right? I mean,
that is factual.
Angel, are you into the ponies? You do the ponies?
Occasionally. If I find a spread that I like or a parlay,
are you doing well?
I do okay.
I do all right for myself.
Two for every three, I think.
That's good. That's actually really good.
So three is usually the biggest bet.
Not yet. That'll work. That's how they get you. But I was the most depressing thing in the history of the world is to go look at your sports gambling app transaction history. That's the most.
Is it bad?
No. Not when you break it down.
When you're scrolling for a while, it eventually will end.
If you delete some of it, it's as if it never happened.
No,
just don't go to page two.
Listen, this is what I would consider spending money, anyways, right? So it's not like, I mean, it's not.
When do you have a gambling problem over the last year and a half? If you spent how much?
I don't know.
You've lost how much?
That's personal.
Thousands?
That's personal.
Hundreds?
That's personal.
No, how much are you spending on gambling as opposed to like groceries?
I haven't eaten since March.
If you have to make that decision, stop gambling. No, so the only way I will lock myself out when I am ice cold. This normally happens during the Rockies games, the Rocky season, like the middle of summer when you're just like, okay, there's another baseball game on. Oh, there's tonight's their night, and then they go 40 and 122.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the worst.
He said, Krista, Tanner would bet on a women's horseshoe tournament if it was available.
I have bet on a ping pong game before. We talked about that one time. Remember? That is the craziest thing. And here's the weird thing. I got good at it.
At ping pong?
Yeah.
At betting on ping pong?
Well, so there's different leagues.
Okay.
Of ping pong. Uh-huh. There's Russian ping pong, but then. The whole war thing kind of started and
kind of put a damper
into that up. Yeah. Now they're all on the front lines, but yeah, that's true.
Mm.
It's true.
Okay,
they did stop the league because everybody was going to serve. That's a fact.
Are ping pong players
good?
Probably.
They think they're just down for they.
I think they're just dedicated to their whatever they do.
Country? Yeah, I guess.
Whatever they do,
I guess.
Well,
you didn't know we were talking about the Russia-Ukraine situation,
no,
did you?
No, I really didn't know that
so
we would do that.
And here's the other thing. Like, we've got the watch party next Friday out at McCarty's. Excited about that. Big thanks to Bear Insurance. They're throwing in $200 for the grand prize for foursome of golf.
So the grand prize is getting both those things, right?
Yes.
So we're just getting to do one winner.
One winner. You got to win it all.
Obviously, if you beat me, that's victory enough.
That's pride.
Didn't you finish in last year?
No, I was there for a while, and then I actually, my champion stayed in long enough that I started moving. I think I was top 10 last year.
I think I was top 3.
But dude, when we go out there, will you bring, like, obviously it's on the CBS Sports app that you do it through, but will you watch that? Will you bet according to your bracket?
No.
You just, what gut feel?
I'm usually, if I've watched the team more than four or five times, and I like them, I'll bet on them or against them.
Yeah.
But I don't just bet randomly.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not good at it. The guessing game I suck at. To be honest, even the teams I know about I suck at.
Yeah.
Because I've lost money on New Mexico. But sooner or later, they're going to get that back.
It'll come around.
When I go against them, that's when they'll win.
Yeah, that'll be when it happens. I don't know. I love the March Madness environment where there is craziness that goes on. Now, here's a question for you guys, filling out your brackets. Is it a one take and you're done? Or do you go back and review your picks?
Mine's one take. I go, and I lied. I did not finish in the top three last year.
I didn't think so, but I wasn't going to say anything to you.
Finished top three the year before. Where did I? Did I finish in the bottom?
Where?
Well, if I'm not on page one, I'm clearly not going to scroll over.
Where was I at?
Oh, there I go. 31st.
Where was I at? Do-do-do.
Do you really want me to go through this whole thing?
Scroll up. We'll just hit F8.
Did you finish better than me?
I think. I'm pretty positive. I was up there.
I beat you, I'm pretty sure. You're getting way up there, dude. You think you finished that high?
Oh.
No.
I beat
Brian Gary.
Brian?
Wow. Brian finished in the top.
No.
The whole thing was a lie last year.
It was all a fascade.
It was a fascade. 2021, I was top three. I was third.
What have you done for me lately?
That's true. Two big-time Hall of Famers. We had Skyler and then McLean got second.
Nice.
Who won it last year? Let's look at that.
Why are you going back a couple years? Bro?
Oh, my guy, Matt. Matt Kincaid won it last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
I love that.
Your brewery guy won it, Mr. Mosier.
Doc won it?
Doc got second.
Oh, my God. He knows nothing about college basketball.
Yeah, look at that, man. See, you guys can win.
You can. I saw Noob got in. I don't know if y'all had Noob's email, but...
I don't know, Noob. I'm not sure.
You don't know?
I don't know. It sent it out. If you were in it last year, you got an invite. And if you are not in it last year, then I will send you one if you text the show.
Come out and watch with us next Friday. That's going to be a lot. It's St. Patrick's Day. Vibes are going to be high. Right, Angel? Right, Angel?
I forgot it's St. Patrick's Day.
You forgot about it?
I didn't put the two.
March 17th.
You big St. Patrick's Day guy? You like to celebrate that holiday?
Top five holiday.
No.
St. Patrick's Day, 100% top five holiday.
Why? Holidays should be something that you do that you don't do all the time.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is just day for you.
No.
I normally
No, it's a day for him, but he doesn't have to explain himself. It's just, St. Patrick's
it's
Day, top of the morning.
It doesn't make you drunk if it's green beer.
Love that.
Hey, Magic Leprechaun, drink this beer.
In the morning, I'm on, hey, what's going on in politics? Here's the news. On this show, I'm a gambling drunk.
Is Tanner sweating it out on this Cal Baptist game, is what Holyoke wants to know.
No, I'm not in on Cal Baptist.
Tanner is a true degenerate. Don't be surprised if Tanner comes in with a limp after his bookie kneecaps him. See, it's not my fault.
It is your fault, because every time you're like, Tanner would know, can you gamble on women's sports? Sorry, I pay attention to stuff. Sorry, I know things.
It's true. If I need... Tanner, I was thinking about my my nephew's got a dodgeball tournament coming up in gym later today. Is there a line on that? If I'm going to sit through it, I need to put something to make it interesting.
Yeah. What's the worst thing you've ever gambled on?
Oh, I've done the tennis.
You've done the ping pong.
The table tennis thing before.
Yeah, it's called table tennis. Just call it ping pong. You've done some weird basketball leagues too, man. You bet on some weird basketball.
Like in the off season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's like, what's live now? It's like...
Overs.
Overs. Just bet overs.
Just bet the overs, man.
Except for on this game,
although,
Georgia Tech and Florida
State. I stopped
State.
Doing that one time. Tanner and I were at lunch, and he's like, we have no idea if this is just like a casino telling us this is the score right now. We have no idea if this game's actually going on.
Could have been very well automated.
I stopped at that point.
Could have just... But then at that point, it's just like playing on the slot machine.
I suck at that, too, so I stopped.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like there's no actual game going on, probably. It's just robots.
There's no skill with slot machines. You're just talking about your trip to Vegas.
Some would tell you that there is skill there.
To slot machines?
Mm-hmm.
It takes skill to walk away when you know you should.
Yeah, that's skill. Yeah.
It's always, no, it's the next one. I'll get it.
Yeah.
I get it next time.
If you have to tell yourself that, stop gambling. Call that number.
I'm at the casino. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
We're just in Vegas.
Yeah. I'll make it back.
I haven't ever been to Vegas either. Never in my life.
Don't go to...
Sounds like we're planning a KFK Vegas trip.
I don't think you should go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God!
Why not?
You would have too much fun.
You bring. You have to set a certain amount aside, and then that's
it. I am responsible with my money. Why do you think I'm just like, hey, let's throw all of my savings at this one? It's definitely coming up black this time. I am responsible with my money.
The fact that you have to yell it so loudly, Kendrick Perkins.
Calm down, Kendrick.
It's facts. It's facts.
No, I'm sure you'll do great there.
You scare me
whenever
in Vegas.
You do go.
You scare
no,
me.
I'll just get lost. And
yeah,
probably
that's
kidnapped.
Why you scare me in Vegas.
Yeah, I won't know where I am. I will end up in a desert, in like the actual desert portion of
what
Vegas.
Would a KFKA trip to Vegas look like? I mean, everybody.
Vegas isn't ready for us.
I mean, there's
well,
only
Brian and I would get lost.
Yeah.
We'd get lost together.
M&M factory.
We get. I'd be at some weird factory or antique shop or something. Brian would probably go to Wayne Newton or something.
Brian would probably be like on the sidewalk just entertaining people.
Probably. He's like, you know what? This is my
telling stories.
I think that's his retirement plan is to go do that.
You'd be like, you know, you'd be like the Viva Las Vegas guy.
Yeah,
you'd have
silk
your shirt buttoned about halfway down. You know, you've got your little little paper towel patting yourself down because you're sweating because you're just getting ready to make the big bet.
He's got a Bluetooth in his ear.
Angel would be probably taking in something smart. If there is anything
somewhere,
yeah, Micah would be eating.
Oh, I want to get Micah to.
I'll just stare at the fountains at the Bellagio.
Micah would
all day
staring at the fountains.
I don't know. He's the wild card.
Well, I don't know what Angel would do in Vegas.
In social environments, listen, because you've been here a year and a half now, 2 years.
Coming up on 2 years.
I haven't seen the social. You haven't let your hair down, so to speak. Even though it's always down.
Hair's down every day.
All right, but You haven't let your hair down.
I'll come in tomorrow with my hair up.
Everybody else I have seen in a this I don't know what word I want to use.
Hammered.
Yes. Everybody else I have seen in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Angel.
Oh, this is that bowling tournament thing.
Oh, that is true.
Angel would just go join a bowling league probably. That's probably what would happen. Hey, guys, I'm not coming back with you.
I met these cool guys, Jeff and James here. We're going to go bowl.
I'm on the tour.
They got tickets
Angel,
to Celine
you're
Dion
like
later.
Fourth best. How did that happen? Got really freaking good.
It's those Vegas Dion. Cards, man.
Celine Dion, that'd be your
Well,
it's,
that
be
was
your
Jeff's
Vegas?
Idea. He had no. the tickets already.
Jerry Schimmel would be doing some kind of motivational speech. He just found a way to get up there and do a motivation. That's what he does
Jerry,
a living.
Jerry's
for
at the sports book just running everything.
No,
he's calling all the games at the same time.
What are you doing? You better be careful.
I'm just saying, Jerry lets his hair down.
Yeah, but he would, at Vegas, Tanner would spike the beers and it's hangover four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would be the one. But here's the thing. I'd go way too hard, have to go back to the hotel room by at like 6:30.
We'd have a tiger in our hotel.
I would rally and then come back out and then we're going all night.
Tanner would That's be would like go. Face down in the pool on like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6 a.m.
I'd be like, Angel, did you bring the Xbox Madden tournament time?
No,
man?
You would not.
You've seen me in a setting. No. I am in the corner.
You could probably do that in Vegas.
No, but not that.
Oh, we could do a video game tournament.
You could do it at the sports book.
That
and
actually
bet
sounds
on it.
Pretty awesome.
Why would you want to lose in front of all those people to me?
We have to take a break. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
CBS Sports NBA, I don't know, they just came out with their power rankings. They got the Knicks at number one. How is that? That's got to be a joke, right? Is it April Fool's? Is that a joke? I mean, what are we doing here? They got Denver at 2, Milwaukee at 3, Philly at 4, Phoenix at 5, Boston at 6. New York's 9-1 in their last 10 games. They're getting hot right now, but are they? No. CBS Sports lost their mind? Milwaukee, if you want to give me the best team in the NBA right now, Milwaukee has been on a tear.
They won like 13 straight or something?
Yeah, they've been rolling. Even though they get their... They lost to the Sixers, which broke up their streak. Mm. But they're like... Yeah, they've been
They've
cooking.
Taken the one seed in the East back.
Yeah, they... Dude. Look at their streak, though. They were on a tear. They hadn't lost since January 21st. until they lost to Philly on Saturday, even though he got his triple-double yanked. What do you think about Giannis getting the triple-double yanked? He went up for a fake shot. He just popped it up underneath the rim and then grabbed it and got the rebound. They said that his intention was not to shoot it. Do you agree with it? You good with it?
I'm fine with it.
I guess I'm good with it, but it's just weird because you're trying to figure out people's intentions.
He's like 20 feet tall.
Why
do you have to fake a shot?
What if Joker intended to shoot it, but it was such a bad shot that it became an alley-oop? Then you're trying to figure out his intentions.
Well, that's implying Jokic could miss a shot.
That's true, but what if he did miss a shot that badly and it was an assist? Just something like that. And they were like, yeah, but he was shooting the ball. It wasn't a pass, so his intentions were to shoot, not to pass it.
Well, if you, in a normal alley-oop, if you throw it up from the three-point line, that's technically a three-pointer.
I'm just saying, it's weird.
And your teammate just grabs it out of the air.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird. It was strange. 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios.
Sean Payton, it is. Are we feeling Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
I learned today that maybe Michael Porter Jr. is a little bit more important than Jamal Murray to this team. That was our poll question today. Feel free to vote at thewholeshow.com. Also, Isaiah Stevens is first team All Mountain West, according to the coaches' poll. Great for him. Awesome player. Great interviews today. Zach Stevens, Mike Brohard, Nico Medved, great people. Angel, what did you learn today?
I learned that J.J. Redick might be my new favorite media person.
He's pretty good, yeah. He's standing up for Denver, but he's standing up for what's right, I think, in this whole debate. It's not just the Denver thing anymore. It's beyond that.
Yeah, and as well as the casual sports fan that doesn't like talking heads yelling at each other. You know, we like sports debate, but make it, you know, entertaining in the sense that it's logical and informed and you can both walk away from it afterwards saying, all right, that was a good conversation.
Well, and we haven't talked about it yet. Another thing I learned, Lamar Jackson is officially placed on the franchise tag.
A non-exclusive franchise tag. He can talk to other teams. Whatever offer he gets from said teams, the Ravens are allowed to match. If they choose not to match, they can also get two first-round picks.
Wow. What is going to happen with Lamar Jackson?
The Falcons have said they are not pursuing him.
So that's an out. That's a team that's out. Are the Jets still in this mix?
I mean, they're trying to get Rodgers.
Who would you take today, Rodgers or Lamar? I mean, that's a tough one because of age, Aaron could be done soon. Lamar, because of injury, could be done soon. I mean, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'd probably take Rodgers.
Well, he'd just go abandon you into some dark cabin somewhere and never come out. Lamar Jackson would just run all over the place for you.
Can he throw the ball?
He can throw. He can throw. He's gonna wherever he goes, he's going to have an amazing season. Can't wait for next fall, man.
Kind of like Russ had an amazing season, or who's supposed
to.
It's different. They're basically the same
Russ,
quarterback.
No! Lamar is the fastest, most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. He's going to be fine. He'll go somewhere, and he's going to do great things, and the world will finally see just how amazing he is. 8:30 tonight, Colorado State taking on Boise State. They're taking on Wyoming tonight. That was last night, so they're going to see if they can advance to the finals after tonight and try to for sure punch their ticket. The Avalanche going up against San Jose at 7 o'clock as well. So a couple of options for you on this Tuesday night. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.